Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
About, and we got some familiar faces hanging out with us, so let's get into it, okay? Now, we chilling here in Atlanta, and we got our boy, Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked. Hey,
what up,
boo!
What up?
Hey. And, of course, we got our homegirl, Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta with us.
Hey.
And out in La La Land, we got the Migos. Psych, not the Migos. Migos, not Mama, but we got Heidi Frank and our dude, Chewy Martinez in the place. What up, guys?
Now we're the three of them.
Right, okay? Anyway, later on, we got Halle Berry. She kissed a girl, and she likes it.
Ooh.
Plus, Aisha Curry is clapping back at haters for coming for her baby's weight. But first, Frank, what you got?
Well, the Wendy Williams divorce saga continues to become a very hot topic that should be on her show. Yesterday, Wendy's son, 18-year-old Kevin Hunter Jr., was arrested and charged with simple assault against his father, Kevin Sr. Now, what happened was, they were in a parking lot in New Jersey, and I guess they got into a confrontation. Kevin Jr. was upset that Kevin Sr. was asking for spousal support in the divorce that's going on, and apparently punched his dad in the nose, and
the dad pressed charges?
The dad's not pressing charges, but the police still can, because the police show up and arrest him, so it's not up to the dad to press charges still. I mean, the police can.
But, you know, the situation was Kevin Sr. was telling Kevin Jr. that he needs to make it on his own and not rely on his mama, and Kevin Sr. said, well, hell, you relying on it, you asking for spousal support, and then the daddy grabbed him in a headlock.
And some daddies need to be punched in the nose, and I just saw Wendy last week. She looks extremely happy that she lost all that weight, so congratulations for whooping your daddy's ass.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And think about it. I mean, her husband was driving her back to drink, back to drugs or whatever she was doing. So, I mean, he's standing up for his mother because clearly nobody else was.
I'm Team Junior.
Me too.
I think it's very sexist that there's a divorce and the guy can ask for spousal support, everyone's like, what are you doing? It's like, no, he deserves it. So I think Junior was out of line.
But when that kind of money is involved in a separation, you know it's going to get ugly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's going to get ugly.
Yeah, you cheated on me. You want the lifestyle. The lifestyle is with me. You leave. You're done. You cheated on me. It's over. I'm Team Junior.
Wendy's value
trash
meal.
All right, so if you turned on your TV last night, you might have thought, wait a second, did I get a time machine? Is it 1970? Because ABC aired two live versions, All in the Family and The Jeffersons, and the special was hosted by Norman Lear and Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow.
So Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei played Edith and Archie Bunker. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes played George and Wheezy Jefferson. And along with tons of other, Kerry Washington was in there, Will Ferrell as well. And 87-year-old Marla Gibbs.
Love it.
Turned up as Florence, which they kept a secret.
That was a surprise.
That was the surprise. But the best part of the night was when Jamie Foxx, as George Jefferson, did this. Take a look.
Him. Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother. But you know, we were broke, so it's live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up.
I love it.
I love it. That was great.
I think, yeah, Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes, fantastic job as George and Weezy. I think Marissa Tomei is going to win an Emmy for playing Edith, as great as she did. You know what? The whole Woody Harrelson as Archie, I really couldn't buy into because Woody Harrelson's face. I mean, Archie Bunker had that face. They're like, Edith! If they're going to keep doing this, what other sitcoms would you like to see redone just like this with you know, actors of today?
But I could do a Three's Company with, like, new people.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be so dope.
It's only one Chrissy. Don't nobody snort like Chrissy.
How about Friends with an all-brown cast?
Ooh, amigos.
They'd be homies.
So everyone knows that rapper Drake is a major Toronto Raptors fan and can be seen courtside cheering on his hometown team and heckling the opposing team. Well, earlier this week, while watching the Raptors beat the Milwaukee Bucks 120-102 to tie the Eastern Conference Finals, Drake got out of his seat to rub shoulders with the Raptors coach Nick Nurse and also heckle a Bucks player. But when Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer was asked what he thought about Drake's courtside antics, he said this: "I don't know how much he's on the court, and it sounds like you guys are saying it's more than I realize. There's certainly no place for fans, and you know, whatever it is exactly that Drake is for the Toronto Raptors to be on the court.
Shade.
There's boundaries and lines for a reason." Well, y'all, Drake in a response posted a screenshot on his Instagram story where he liked the comment that read, "If you don't want the opposing team to celebrate and dance, prevent them from scoring, winning, or achieving their objective. Get over it and keep moving."
So, to be completely honest, celebrities are often on the stands. If you think about it.
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson
for the Lakers all the time.
But are they touching the coaches?
No, they're not doing none of that.
That's not affecting the game. What's the problem?
As a former athlete, I'd have to say I'd have a problem with that.
Right. You're like, please.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, but in basketball, they do that, though. You know, as soon as they're doing the free throw, then they play the horns.
And everybody behind them.
Exactly. Yeah,
this is why I don't go to these type of outings. This is too much for
horn. This horn. Free.
Yes.
This is last time you went to a game. Her horn was like an old Ford. Oh, Heidi, you're going to love this. I got some girl-on-girl action.
Oh, you've got my attention.
Just for you. Yes, Halle Berry broke the internet and my wrist last night.
Your
wrist?
Why? Wait, girl-on-girl action involving Halle Berry?
Yes. Wait till you see, okay? She made an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel last night and surprised her friend Lena Waithe, who was filling in for Jimmy.
Yes.
And the ladies performed a monologue together, and when Lena asked Halle for some... Halle juice.
What?
Yes. The Academy Award winner planted a big old juicy wet kiss on her.
Damn. Please tell me we have a video.
I know that sounds sexy. Yes, we do have a video because I can't describe it in all of its phantasm. So here we go.
So now that I'm here, baby, what can I do for you?
Look, I need some inspiration, okay? Like that Oscar speech you gave, it got me hyped, okay? I need you to like give me some of that Halle Berry juice.
Okay. You good or do you need something else?
I mean, I think I'm good.
No, I think you need something else.
Uh-oh. Oh!
Oh!
Now, you're good!
I love it!
So let's give it up for Halle Berry. Oh, yes.
Lena Waithe.
Can we get a hand?
Would you do a scene like that?
I want to see Heidi get some chewy juice.
You want some chewy juice?
Give her some chewy juice.
I think Frank wants some chewy juice.
Oh.
I think
it would be better if Frank and Chewy got juicy.
I'm here for that.
Come on.
My hand hurts.
His hand hurts.
Oh, Jason needed to be here for that. Man, wow.
Oh, I'll be watching. Trust me.
All right, y'all, we gotta say goodbye to our homie Chewy Martinez.
Chewy.
See ya. To kick it with us. Now, coming up next, Kendall Jenner, is she single again? We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Getting fit and staying healthy always sounds easier said than done, right? Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everyone's bodies are different, and Open Fit gets that. My favorite workouts are the 600 seconds programs because they pack so much in just 10 minutes. I can always find the time for it, even with my busy schedule. There are many programs to choose from, and you can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. Flatten your abs, shape your body, look and feel great. Open Fit has changed the way I work out. With my code DISH, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use my code DISH and start using Open Fit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-day challenge, my viewers get an extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text DISH to 303030. You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts, nutrition information, totally free. Just text DISH to 303030.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, well, y'all, Denise Richards is telling it all, darling. And on a recent interview of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the reality star opened up about the time she allowed her ex, Charlie Sheen, to bring a hooker over. You heard it right, baby. A damn hooker.
What?
To her Thanksgiving dinner a few years back. Take a look.
My ex-husband's aged me terribly, I think.
Charlie came over for Thanksgiving for dinner a few years ago, and he had a hooker in the car in the driveway. I'm like, I said, I'll set a f***ing plate.
You have a thing for bad boys.
No, I f***ing don't.
Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, well, that sounds about white.
Okay.
About white.
Okay. Was he with her?
Who? No, they were no longer together.
Yeah.
She had moved on, but they have kids together, so they decided to spend the holiday together.
So was she dressed like a hooker? Because why he had to announce that? You know,
because,
right, why did her title precede
because
her?
Because if not, then you're going to ask the questions. You're going to be like, so how long have you guys been together?
Oh,
where did you meet?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to avoid all those questions,
yeah,
to be like, her name is Nikki, child. I found her on Santa Monica.
Well, if she found him on Santa Monica, it could have been...
she's a he-she.
Okay. Could have been somebody. Yeah. It could have been a man.
Well, you guys, it looks like Kendall Jenner is back on the market.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. So if you recall, Jenner confirmed back in February on the Ellen DeGeneres show that she was dating 76er Ben Simmons. Well, yeah, things have ended between the two of them in less than a year of dating. So a source close to the model told reporters that they're on a break. The relationship run its course, adding she's spending time with her friends and back to being in fun mode. So is this shocking to you guys? And who should she date next?
I just hope it's not a rapper, because I really feel like the Kardashians are like a launch pad to getting a platinum album, and it's just disgusting how they're being used in society these days.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Did you catch that, Brett?
Yeah. How they're being used?
I mean, think about it. Like, some of the people that they date have not been some of them haven't been that famous or that on until they date a Kardashian or Jenner.
But that's what happened.
Kardashians chase them.
Well, I was just at a party with my friend, Brittany Renner. I'm just going to spill this to you. She told me Ben Simmons had one of the biggest penises she's ever seen.
Oh.
Kendall missed that. He'll be back. She'll be back.
Or one of the sisters might take him.
Yeah. Oh, nah, okay.
Right, now you
keep it in the family. Keep it in the family.
Okay. Calabasas, watch out.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, y'all, moving on. Now, I heard of body shaming, but baby shaming? Really? On Tuesday, y'all, Aisha Curry posted a photo of her family celebrating her husband Stephen Curry's Western Conference Finals victory, and that's when the hating began. Unfortunately, someone asked Aisha if she was pregnant, and she responded, absolutely not, LOL. My 30-pound son is just breaking my back in every photo. Well, once she revealed her son's weight, people started blasting the mom. Here we go. One fan suggested she should put her infant son on a diet, writing, maybe portion control his food a bit. Well, Aisha, of course, fired back at this baby shamer with, excuse you? No, just no.
Oh, that wasn't cute. She didn't fire back.
She ain't fired back good enough.
No,
don't
damn.
You say nothing about nobody baby now. They don't
No,
play.
You don't. The average baby, his age is not 30 pounds. But it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them. Some babies are just larger than others.
And healthier, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's
give
a
him...
baby.
And don't be mad because he over there eating crab snacks and filet mignon.
Okay.
His daddy is Steph.
And by the way, I was skinny as a baby and I grew up thick, so it can always go the other way.
Up next, honey, an Emmy-winning actress is coming for her old network and calling the baby liars. Heidi and Frank will have the details right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So, actress Juliana Margulies, you know her best probably from her role on ER. I know you watched ER. And The Good Wife.
Oh, I watched The Good Wife.
Did you watch The Good Wife?
I didn't think they existed.
Well, Juliana Margulies on The Good Wife played The Good Wife. And now she's firing back at her old employers at CBS because The Good Wife was a great show if you want to binge that. And there was also a spinoff called The Good Fight. And Juliana Margulies was offered a guest arc on that show. And
as her original character from The Good Wife, yeah, I suppose. That'd be weird if it wasn't.
As Alicia Florrick. Yeah, so come back.
She's waitress number two. It's like, wasn't Juliana Margulies, wasn't she in the other?
To come back as her character from The Good Wife, Alicia Florrick. And which she said, oh, my God, I was so excited to play her again. So, yes. However, when it came down to negotiations, she claimed that she was lowballed. And then when network executives were asked, hey, so is Juliana Margulies ever going to be on The Good Fight? You know, will we see that? They said, quote, that she didn't want to be on the show, which, according to Juliana, is an absolute lie. Not true at all. She said, quote, they were twisting it that I didn't want to be on the show, that I didn't think it was good enough. I watched the show. I love the show. But I'm not a guest star. You don't pay me a guest star salary. I would get a guest star salary if I went on and did SVU. That's not my show. I wouldn't ask for what I got paid as Alicia Florrick. I also know for a fact that any male star who got asked to go on a spinoff of their own show would have been offered at least $500,000. I know that for a fact. So obviously she's got some knowledge.
If she's got another show right now, then maybe she's like, well, you pay me to split my time like this, because time is money, and I'll be working double shifts instead of, okay, you're paying me what I would be paid, but I got another show. I don't need this show.
So I guess
she's trying to negotiate up. And did George Clooney have another show when he came back to ER? Probably not. He hasn't worked since. All right, we got to swing it back to the East Coast, because Headcrack has a big announcement for us. So what's going on, Headcrack?
All right, guys, I think this is the best time to show you and our viewers at home this brand new product. It's awesome, and I know you're gonna love it. It's called Fridge Fresh, and it's a lifesaver. Now, let me ask you a question. How many times have you went to, like, the grocery store and you wanted to buy fruit and keep it pushing because you thought it was gonna spoil so quick, right?
Yeah, all the time.
All the damn time.
That's why you need the Fridge Fresh, to keep it fresh and alive. And the thing is, this thing is so cool. Check it out. Fridge Fresh is a small device that you put in your refrigerator to keep your food the freshest. That's it. Fridge Fresh has patented oxygenated technology that keeps your fruits and vegetables fresh and crisp up to 3 times longer. And it's a healthy way for you and your family to keep your produce fresh for longer. That means your family can eat healthy and you're going to save money on shopping and keep more money in your pocket. And it's so easy to use. All you got to do is put it inside your fridge. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Looks like something that I could definitely use.
We all can. Thousands of people already use it. And you know, thekitchen.com calls Fridge Fresh the best thing I ever bought for my fridge. Because we all can use a little more fruit and vegetables in our lives, right?
Absolutely, especially the kids.
I got a Fridge Fresh unit for my fridge, and everything smells and tastes great. You'll save money on your grocery bill, and your food will taste awesome. Go to FridgeFresh.com. You'll be happy you did. It's just $29.98, and it can save you hundreds in groceries. Well, I gotta go now. I feel energized from all the produce and vegetables I've been eating, so make sure you order one ASAP, because they're going fast. Fridge Fresh has a 30-day money-back guarantee, so they want you to try it, because it works.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish, y'all.
Hey.
Okay, ladies, so listen up, because this woman might have the keys to a lasting relationship.
Ooh.
Okay, an Australian woman named Jody Rose married her one true love 6 years ago, and she still cannot believe how lucky she is. And her husband, what does he have to say? Nothing, because she married a bridge.
Hold on, like a bridge?
She married a bridge, honey, like a bridge over troubled waters.
I build a bridge and get over it?
Yes, girl. Her husband, Le Pont du Diable, a.k.a. the Devil's Bridge, swept her off her feet in 2013. So, y'all, let's just listen to Jody tell us why her husband is perfect for her, darling.
I put a ring on it, baby.
The Devil's Bridge.
I mean, you've seen him. He's very handsome. He's strong and sturdy. And I thought, yes, this is someone I can really connect with.
Lock her up. This woman said her husband is handsome, he's sturdy, he stays hard. I mean, what more could she ask for?
Yeah, but I couldn't date a bridge because who would want somebody that everybody just running through every day?
Hello? You can't just keep getting walked over all your life.
She don't have no friends because your friends will save you from marrying a bridge.
She had about 14 friends attend the ceremony.
Really? Mm-hmm. Lock them up, too. All of them.
Something wrong with her. She needs to be away from all sharp objects.
Yes,
and
honey.
Alcohol.
She had a nice dress, though. She gonna cheat on that bridge with a tunnel. I promise you.
Okay.
I promise you. It's coming. Okay. It's coming.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.